the great country singer-songwriter Chris Stapleton wrote a song that has this line in it. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. It's a song that goes from bad to worse. And so go many country songs, right? We all probably have our favorite sad song where the story goes from bad to worse. And the reason is that we all can probably identify with that reality. Life going from bad to worse. We know that pain. Have you ever had a time in your life where that was the situation? Well, I know that you probably have because I know some of your own personal story, some of the pain and heartache and sadness. Well, in our text today, it goes from bad to worse. Let me set up the scene. David and his men had been hiding out in Philistine territory until it came time for the Philistines to fight against David's own people, the Israelites. And we were asking the question, what is David going to do? Well, he begins to march out with the Philistines, but in an act of providence of God, the Philistines send David and his men back home, and they say, we don't want you with us. That's the scene. The men of David are coming back home. But notice how 29 and chapter 30 end and begin. It's this way. The Amalekites had made a raid against the Negev and against Ziklag. They had overcome Ziklag and burned it with fire and taken captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great. They killed no one, but carried them off and went their way. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. The Amalekites were a group of people that David and his band had previously been raiding for 16 months. No doubt that the Amalekite men have timed their attack against Ziklag to be at the same time when David and his men were supposed to be at war with the Philistine army. So put yourself in the scene. You, as part of David's band, are excited to return home and to hug your family, letting them know you won't be committing treason. And when you cross over the hills and look down on your town, you see the smoke rising from the lot of land where your house used to be. But not just your house, all the houses, all the barns. You race down as fast as you can to see what and who has been salvaged until you realize your town is a ghost town. No one is anywhere to be found. Why? Because they've all been taken hostage. And so we have this scene. The men, once they discover that not only have their homes and livelihoods been taken from them, so have their loved ones. And they weep and weep and weep. Some of you know that type of pain, weeping till you have no more strength, no more tears to cry, not enough strength to pull yourself up from the ground. The situation went from bad to worse. The text goes on to say, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because all the people were bitter in soul. So it goes from bad to worse, to even worse for David. Someone in their pain and misery was rising up and they pointed a finger and they glared at David and said, you, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't be in this situation. You caused all of this. This happened because of your bright ideas, because of your plans. We've lost our homes, we've lost our children, our families because of you. Have you been there? Have you been in that place where it seemed like all strength was gone, all the blame was on you? What did you do? Maybe you just put your head down and stuffed your emotions down deep and you trudge along in life. Maybe you drink yourself into a stupor. Maybe you self-medicate. Maybe you just try to fill up your life with busyness so that you won't have to deal with the pain or dive into the social media world just to escape. How many of you put on a brave face in public but cry yourself to sleep at night? What do you do when you have no more strength? And what will David do in such a place, in the midst of such a demoralizing, desperate situation? Will he try to run away like he did from Saul? Well, notice what the text says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. As you pray today, praying about strengthening your own self in the strength of the Lord your God, I want you to also to remember Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries in Romania, who need the strength of God in their mission. And also remember the Yoramba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.